Welcome to Torah Timecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Professor Smadar Rosenzweig, and today we will be studying Shmuel Aleph Perek Hey, Chapter 5. To recap Chapter 4, Perek Dalet, even though Shmuel is such a great Navi, a great prophet, Bnei Israel initiate a battle with the Plishtim without his consent. They are crushed in this battle. Eli's sons bring the Aron Brit Hashem, the Ark of the Covenant, into the battlefield and behave wildly. The Plishtim muster all their energy and defeat Bnei Israel, who retreat from the city of Shiloh. Eli's two sons, Hophni and Pinchas, die, and the Aron Brit Hashem, the Ark of the Covenant, is taken. And when Eli, the father, Kohen Gadol and Shofet, high priest and Shofet, judge for the past 40 years, hears the tragic news, he dies. He falls back and his spine cracks, especially when he hears that the Ark of the Covenant was taken. And very significantly, this marks the destruction of the city of Shiloh, the city that housed the Mishkan for hundreds of years. This is very traumatizing. The city of the Mishkan, where the Mishkan dwelled for hundreds of years, is destroyed, and the Aron Brit Hashem, the most sacred article, is taken? What is the postscript to this? Is this the end of Bnei Israel's worship focusing on the Mishkan and the Aron Brit Hashem and the Ark of the Covenant? Will this really change how Bnei Israel worship? In our Perek Hey, Chapter 5, we find the consequences of the Plishtim's capture of the most important religious object Bnei Israel possess. What happens in our chapter? In our perek, the Plishtim are afflicted with plagues. Sounds familiar? It is, because it's akin to the plagues that Hashem sent to afflict the Egyptians when they enslaved Bnei Israel, who were God's most precious possession. The Plishtim think that capturing the Aron, the Ark, is a huge victory over the God of the Israelites, but they are painfully mistaken. This is the typical misapprehension the nations misapprehend about God's dealing with the world and the Jewish nation. God sometimes deals harshly with us, the Jews, and we are overpowered by the other nations. But this is not because of God's lack of power, but specifically because of his supreme power, omnipotence, and omniscience in running the world. God is using the nations as a tool to discipline and admonish Bnei Israel. It is distinctly not an affirmation of God's powerlessness or forsaking the Jewish people. Au contraire. Here we are, thousands of years later, continuing this glorious covenant. However, this wonderful relationship must be maintained through our vigilance. And if we're not vigilant, Hashem prods us and encourages us back into the covenantal relationship through his unique powers that we cannot always fathom. Hashem is, of course, way more powerful than the images the Philistines worship. What do? They bring the ark to the house of Dagon, their fish god. They live by the sea, and it is their source of livelihood. They are an offshoot of the civilizations dominant in the Aegean Sea and Asia Minor, according to most recent scholarship. Definitely seafaring people, seafaring cultures. So bringing the Aron, the Ark, to the house of Dagon, their fish god, is very significant. Of course, they want to show how Dagon is stronger than Hashem. If Hashem was stronger, the Israelites would have defeated the Philistines. Instead, the Israelites were defeated, and the Israelites' most valuable religious symbol and most sacred symbol is their captive. But this goes even deeper. It's not just, oh, we're bringing the Aron Brit Hashem to Dagon because we want to show that we're more powerful. The first time Bnei Israel confront the Plishtim as a nation in Navi, in the prophets, is the story of Shimshon, the story of Samson. He single-handedly fought against the Plishtim and is successful in many heroic personal victories. They are laser-focused to find the source of Shimshon's power. How could he always defeat them? And they find this woman, Delilah. Delilah, the woman of darkness, Lila, night. And she defeats the man of light, the man of the sun. Shimshon's name is Shemesh, which means sun. My mother, Dr. Yaffa Eliach, Alea HaShalom, wrote a magnificent poem about this encounter between Delilah and Shimshon, the woman of darkness and the man of light. It's really an amazing poem. If you have an opportunity, you should read it. It's in Hebrew, so you have to be well-versed to really appreciate all of the ins and outs of the poem. The main idea of the poem is that this encounter highlights Delilah's overwhelming darkness that vanquishes and extinguishes Shimshon's light. How does he do that? In the Tanakh we see, he finally admits to her that if she cuts his hair, he will lose his God-given power. She shears his long locks, and Samson loses his supernatural strength and is imprisoned by the Philistines, and they gouge out his eyes, and he is blind and weak. After a few months, over 3,000 Plishtim are partying in their temple of Dagon, their idol. They summon Shimshon, blind and shackled, to amuse them. They mock him, and Shimshon is incensed. And he asks the young lad that is guiding him, because he's blind, to lay his hands on the support pillars of the temple of Dagon. And Shimshon cries out, Vayikra Shimshon el Hashem, vayomar, Hashem Elokim, zachrenina, v'chaskenina, achapa mazeh ha'elokim, v'inakma nekam achat mishtei enai mipilishtim. Shimshon cries out to Hashem and he says, remember me and give me strength just this one time. And I want to take revenge for one of my eyes for Pelishtim. Vailpot Shimshon et shnei amudei atavech, asher habayit nachon aleihem, vayisamech aleihem echad bimino ve'echad bismolo. Shimshon embraces the two middle supporting pillars, one with his right arm and one with his left, and he leans against them. Vayomer Shimshon, tamot nafshim plishtim. Vayet bekoach, vayipol habayit al hasranim, va'al kol ha'am asher bo, vayu hametim asher hemit bemoto, rabim asher hemit bechayav. Shimshon cries out to Hashem, let me die with the Plishtim. And he pushes with all his might, and the temple comes crashing down on all the people who are partying. And the people he killed in his death outnumbered the people he killed when he was alive. So years back, Shimshon, the hero of Bnei Israel, destroys the temple of Dagon, and 3,000 people were crushed in the ruins. Now that the Plishtim defeated Bnei Israel, it's payback time. They want to humiliate the God of Israel. So they bring the Aron Brit Hashem to their temple Dagon that Shimshon really destroyed all those years back, and was probably rebuilt or symbolic that it was a temple of Dagon. And we see that that's not possible. It's not possible to humiliate Hashem. The Plishtim, who captured the Aron Brit Hashem, think that they're going to subdue the Aron Brit Hashem by bringing it to their temple. But just the opposite happens. This same conquered object, the Aron Brit Hashem, is going to subdue their idol gods. So this is what happens in our Perek. The Plishtim take the Aron Brit Hashem and they bring it to Ashdod. And they put it in the house of Dagon. The next morning, Vayashkimu Ashdodim imochorat, vihinei Dagon nofel lefanav arza, lifnei Aron Hashem, vayikchu et Dagon vayashivu oto limkomo. The next day when they come in, they see that Dagon is prostrate before the Aron Brit Hashem. So they stand them up. The next morning when they come in, they see that Dagon's head and hands are on the threshold of the temple, and only the fishy body is remaining standing erect. In addition, all the people in Ashdod become terribly sick with a terrible affliction. So they say, we cannot keep the Aron Brit Hashem. They say, take the Aron Brit Hashem somewhere else. It's killing us and it's destroying our god Dagon. So they say, what should we do? So they say, okay, let's bring it to the city of Gat. And in Gat, when they have the Aron Brit Hashem, they all become sick. So they move it, okay, to Ekron. And in Ekron, the same things happen. Everyone becomes sick. And everyone is crying out to Hashem because more people are dying and becoming sick than are healthy in the cities. So the Aron Brit Hashem is totally humiliating their gods and also afflicting all the people in the Plishtim, in the Philistine cities. So to sum up, the Plishtim bring the Aron Brit Hashem to the temple of their god Dagon in Ashdod. And on the first morning when they enter the temple, Dagon is prostrate before the Aron. The next day his hands and head are on the threshold and only his fish body remains. The Ashdodim are sickened with a terrible sickness and they send the Aron to Gat and Ekron, the two other major cities of the Plishtim. And each one succumbs to a terrible affliction that kills and sickens much of the population. What are the Plishtim going to do with the Aron? Will they realize, like Mitzrayim, that they are way out of their league and return it, or be stubborn and suffer even more? Let's see what they decide in Perek Vav, our next chapter, chapter 6. Thank you for studying together, L'Ilui Nishmat Frida Bat Moshe Eliyahu.